Areena.
On this week's show, we follow the trail of Finland's gas shipments from Russia.
Since the start of the war, we have been demanding that Finland and EU should stop importing Russian fossil fuels.
And we also ask why Finland is still granting tourist visas to Russians.
Finland is talking the talk but not walking the walk.
Hello and welcome to All Points North. I'm Ronan Brown.
And I'm Zina Iovino. Today we're looking at how Finland is dealing with Russia as the war in Ukraine drags on.
Russia has announced the mobilization of its military reserves and that it will be staging referendums in annexed territories. This calling up of servicemen means that more Russian households are coming into direct contact with the war in Ukraine.
While some Russians are still traveling, we've reported that as of this week, Finland is the only EU land border still accessible to Russian tourists.
That's right. Since the beginning of this month, Finland has drastically reduced the number of tourist visas granted to Russians to travel to Finland or through Finland to the rest of Europe. But Finnish authorities have not stopped issuing tourist visas to Russians altogether. But we'll get back to this one a little bit later on. You've been exploring some other Russian-related news this week, Zina, haven't you?
I have. I've been following news that Finland has recently filled up a brand new gas tank in Hamina with Russian liquefied natural gas, which is also known as LNG. That's fossil gas that has been cooled down to ease transport.
Okay. But wasn't the point of that new terminal to actually reduce Finland's dependence on Russian gas?
That's a good question, Ronan. We've reported that several LNG terminals are expected to be established at ports across Europe over the next few years to feed natural gas into gas grids in an effort to replace Russian gas.
And while we're on the topic of Russian gas dependency, we've also covered a story about Greenpeace activists trying to prevent a tanker carrying Russian LNG from unloading its cargo at the port of Tornio.
We have, and that specific LNG tanker belongs to Finnish state-owned company Gasum. Greenpeace says it wants the Finnish government to stop the import of Russian fossil gas. It's calling on the Finnish government to ban all Russian fossil fuel imports immediately. I talked to Olli Tiainen. He's an energy campaigner at Greenpeace to find out more.
Most important thing is, of course, the war in Ukraine. We all know by now that it is funded with the fossil fuel trade, and especially with gas. So since the start of the war, we have been demanding that Finland and EU should stop importing Russian fossil fuels. One thing is that what this really shows is that how dependent we have been on cheap fossil energy.
So let me get this straight. Gazprom turned off the gas to Finland last May, but that hasn't affected LNG deliveries.
Well, so it seems. Olli Tiainen told me that LNG has gone under the radar.
Our demand was towards Finnish government. The way for Gazprom to get rid of the contract is that there is a force majeure reason to break the contract, and one of those would be that ban on importing Russian gas.
And that was Olli Tiainen of Greenpeace. So it is important to remember here that while the EU has imposed a number of sanction packages on Russia since February, these do not ban gas. Here's me talking to Olga Väisänen, a Gasum VP and spokesperson. What do you say to, for example, Greenpeace's criticism that Russian fossil fuel exports are funding the war in Ukraine, and now Gasum, a Finnish state-owned company, is importing that Russian fossil fuel?
Gasum has, of course, been closely monitoring the situation all the time together with relevant stakeholders and authorities. And for us, it's crucial that we always follow all the sanctions, all the restrictions by EU or any other country where Gasum is operating. But we have also this long-term LNG supply contract with Gazprom Export. And this contract is typical for the gas market. It's a take or pay contract which means that that we either take the gas and we pay the gas, and but if we decide not to take the gas, we would still need to pay for the gas.
Does Gazprom have any plans to completely phase out the sourcing of LNG from Russia?
As said, we have this long-term contract, and which we need to follow. But of course, we follow the situation closely, and if any coming sanctions or restrictions, we follow those as well if they come in use in the area where we operate.
So you're saying as long as there are no specific sanctions, it's business as usual?
It's not business as usual. As we said, we have only took the minimum quantities that we need to anyway pay according to the contract. So it's not business as usual, but we have been taking those volumes that we anyway, if we don't take the volumes, we would anyway need to pay for those according to the contract.
Okay. When you talk about this long-term contract, could you provide a bit more detail, like how many years are we talking about?
We haven't revealed that to the public.
And that was Olga Väisänen of Finnish energy company, Gazprom.
That was very interesting. I have to say, I find the secrecy surrounding Gazprom's LNG deals with Gazprom quite surprising.
Yes, and coincidentally, as we're on the topic of fossil fuels, we just heard Finnish President Sauli Niinistö this week addressing the UN General Assembly in New York about the importance of countries making that green transition.
And I want to underline this. Fighting climate change and taking care of the economy are not contradicting each other. Green transition has a tremendous potential to create jobs, innovations, and economic growth. But it has to be done fairly.
Right, well, Greenpeace, who we heard from earlier, have said that the current energy crisis indicates we're in the middle of a fossil fuel emergency.
Yes, but before we move on, I want to circle back to Ukraine for a minute. We've reported on a Helsingin Sanomat piece explaining that Finland has been making monthly defense deliveries to Ukraine, but the contents of these shipments have been kept under wraps owing to geopolitical concerns.
It does seem like Finland is doing quite the juggling act here.
What do you think about Finland buying gas from Russia while also sending material aid to Ukraine? Our WhatsApp number is +358 44 421 0909.
Would you like a weekly summary of the top stories from Finland sent straight to your inbox? Just sign up for our weekly newsletter. Go to yle.fi/news and look for the newsletter tab at the top of the page. That's yle.fi/news.
And while the gas continues to flow from Russia to Finland, so do the tourists.
As we mentioned earlier, Finland is now the only EU land border still open to Russian tourists. The Finnish border guard told Reuters that traffic arriving at Finland's eastern border intensified last night. Nearly 5,000 people crossed over from Russia yesterday. That was on Wednesday.
And it is the only open border, as we said, because the three Baltic states and Poland have been barring Russian tourists from entering their countries since the beginning of this week. Finland has decided not, or at least not yet, to make a similar decision, and that has sparked a lot of very heated debate, both in Finland and abroad.
The main argument in favor of Finland joining the other border countries in banning Russian tourists is centered around the opposition to the idea that Russian citizens can holiday in Europe while their government wages a war in Ukraine.
And many people in Finland agree with this logic. And it is an argument that carries a lot of weight abroad too, especially in those Baltic countries and Poland, who introduced their own border ban. So in order to get more on the Finnish decision to keep the border open, although heavily restricted as it is, I spoke to Mina Ålander. She is a research fellow at the Finnish Institute of International Affairs. I first asked her how this has affected perceptions of Finland abroad.
I think it has impacted Finland's image abroad in two opposite ways. On the one hand, there is very much, criticism coming from the other countries that decided to stop accepting Russian travelers. So from Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, there's little understanding for Finland's decision to stay outside of this solution, and it's seen as a lack of solidarity with these countries, and as a hesitant kind of weak position. Sanna Marin, Finnish Prime Minister, also Finnish President, Sauli Niinistö, they have been making quite some strong statements about Russia, like on a new level for Finland, unusually strong statements. But then this kind of lack of follow-up in the procedures makes it look a little bit like Finland is talking the talk but not walking the walk. And on the other hand, then again, there are of course also countries in the EU, France, Germany, other Western European countries who do not want to implement a full visa ban on Russian tourists. And in these countries, maybe Finland is seen as a more moderate, kind of going this middle way, not wanting to, in a way, escalate. So that the perception can be both positive and negative, depending on whom you ask.
Finland's decision to keep the border open hinges on its interpretation of the Schengen Borders Code, which differs from the interpretation taken by Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. They have decided to prevent Russian tourists from crossing their borders as they can be considered a threat to national security.
But Finland has not, and again, not as yet, taken the same stance.
Instead, Finland argued that a total ban on Russian tourist visas would require a common EU approach. So I asked Mina why Finland has taken this position.
Finland emphasizes the need for an EU-wide solution because it would be the best. It would be the most effective. It would send the strongest signal that the EU is united on this, that the EU is not kind of like, leaving the states. It's a bit nasty word, but the frontier states in a way, that they are not left alone with this issue, that everyone understands what is at stake. I don't think it's wrong to, insist on the solidarity on this issue and to keep pushing it, keep it on the agenda, and try and keep the pressure up to find indeed an as comprehensive as possible solution on the EU level. Because of course that would also, I think, kind of secure Finland a little bit in this kind of tough position towards Russia. We have to remember that Finland is right now in the process of joining NATO, and Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland, they are already NATO members. So this may also play a role in the calculation, the political calculation.
But of course, all of this is happening just as Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of Russian reservists on Wednesday, and that has changed things.
Yes, Finland's Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said in response to the mobilization announcement that Finland was now fast-tracking a new measure to deal with the Russian tourist visa situation. In fact, an announcement is expected soon after we finish recording today, so you can find the latest developments on that story at yle.fi/news.
And Haavisto's statement came shortly after comments by Jussi Halla-aho. He is the former leader of the Finns party and currently the head of Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. He said that the mobilization announcement could be the trigger to change Finland's threat assessment. I also asked Mina about this.
Threat question is the most urgent one right now, because the Finnish government has many responsibilities with regard to the border. As I already mentioned, that the EU sanctions because it's the external border of the EU and also the Schengen zone. But the security, like of course the first and foremost responsibility and priority of the Finnish government is Finland's national security. And with large numbers of border crossings every day, and we're talking in the thousands, like something like 3,000 Russians come through every day. It is, of course, a question of how individually and in how much detail can you kind of like do a background check on all the people to make sure that none of these travelers do pose a threat to Finland's national security. It is known that Russia has used these legal ways to enter the EU for operations, even assassinations and so on. So this is not just about being paranoid. It's a real threat, of course, and it is a question of defining that threat. How far does that threat go that this really burns down to right now?
And that was Mina Ålander of the Finnish Institute for Foreign Affairs.
You can join the conversation too. We want to hear what's on your mind. Just leave us a voice note or text on WhatsApp. Our number is +358 44 421 0909.
It's news roundup time.
It is. First up, Finnish President Sauli Niinistö said President Vladimir Putin's decision to declare that partial mobilization of Russian operations in Ukraine is an indication of the country's poorly run military operations.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suggested that he was more critical of Sweden's approach towards Kurdish activists than Finland's. Ankara has linked the extradition of Kurdish activists to its support for Finland's NATO membership bid, which requires unanimous approval by member states.
Meanwhile, majority state-owned energy company Fortum is selling its entire stake in gas firm Uniper to the German government. The move comes after Germany moved to nationalize Uniper. Fortum, a majority shareholder in the gas firm, has taken on sizable Uniper losses, which has caused widespread discontent in Finland.
Lawmakers have approved the controversial Patient Safety Act, which the government has said is a result of nurses' unions' threats to launch mass resignations. Healthcare workers' unions say the act is a forced labor law, which does not address the country's nursing shortage.
Officials said they have recently detected an exceptionally large number of fake documents among people attempting to cross Finland's eastern border. The border guard said the forged documents were of high quality and had cost several thousand euros each.
Police say that at least 100 newly issued passports were delivered to the wrong recipients. A mail sorting system malfunction has affected a batch of up to 550 passports.
The finance ministry says economic growth will stall next year, and a leading economic think tank predicts that the Finnish economy will enter recession by the end of this year.
Turning to health, a new batch of COVID vaccines targeting Omicron subvariants is arriving in Finland. The shots will be offered to people over 65, as well as those belonging to risk groups.
And finally, in entertainment news, Hollywood actor Brad Pitt is exhibiting his sculptures in Tampere alongside work by his pals Nick Cave and Thomas Hausiko.
Ronan, seeing as Pitt's work is being displayed at the Sara Hildén Art Museum in Tampere, I want to know, have you visited?
Not yet, but I will. I do also have a clip here of Brad Pitt talking about his sculptures, which critics say aren't bad.
To me, it's still about self-reflection. It's about, how, again, where was I? Where have I gotten it wrong in my relationships? Where have I misstepped? Where am I complicent? And it's really, for me, it was born out of ownership of really what I call a radical inventory of self, getting really brutally honest with me and where taking account of those I may have hurt and moments I've just gotten wrong.
I wonder if he's talking about his messy divorce from fellow star Angelina Jolie.
Well, art is a form of therapy. Last week, you may remember, we looked into how Finnish for foreigners is taught to adult learners in Finland.
Now, this episode got people excited, with many of you writing in to tell us about your experiences learning Finnish and your suggestions for how things might be improved.
It certainly was quite a reaction. I'd even go so far as to say an overwhelming reaction. So overwhelming, in fact, that we don't have time to cover this very important topic as much as we would like to this week.
We'll come back to this next week, though, so please do keep your thoughts on learning Finnish in Finland coming in via WhatsApp. But Ronan, there was one message we received this week from a listener that you wanted to talk about.
Yes, there was. Rob got in touch with us after last week's show. He's an Englishman living in Lapland, and he said that he spent 18 months on an integration program where Kirjakieli, or the written standard language, was taught. This, he said, was 100% useless.
Finnish, of course, has two versions, the Kirjakieli, or written standard, and Puhekieli, or colloquial form, which is actually how Finns talk. By the way, Ronan, have you noticed that Finns have a slang word for everything? I suspect that this is because the words are so long.
Mm-hmm. That's a good theory. I'd go along with that too. But Rob wrote that while he can speak Finnish to some extent, when people reply, he has absolutely no idea what they're saying. He has asked for help with this, about how to improve his comprehension skills, but no one seems to have an easy answer.
He wrote to us, and I quote, "If you can find someone to help me, I will put in 100% effort to become fluent because it's one of the most important things in my life right now."
So we wanted to throw this out to the All Points North audience. How can Rob improve his Finnish language comprehension skills? Any tips or tricks or motivations? Please let us know via WhatsApp on +358 44 421 0909. We're nearing the end of this week's show, but as always, I am looking forward to hearing your Arena streaming tip, Zina.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Season 11 of BBC's period drama, Call the Midwife, is now available on Yle Arena.
Call the Midwife. So it's a show about babies being born.
Well, it's a bit more than that, Ronan. It's a glimpse into birth, life, marriage, and death in that era, with a whiff of hairspray and that 1960s style.
Well, you certainly do know how to upsell, Zina. And that is all we have time for this week. So before we go, we'd like to thank you, our audience, for supporting All Points North, and give another big thanks to our audio engineer, Laura Cosso. Please do send us your thoughts on the show via WhatsApp and go to yle.fi/news for all the very latest from Finland. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.